Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, have I recovered from COVID? No, I haven't. It's been over a week now. And I think what I'm left with, like the symptoms I'm left with, certainly my taste hasn't come back. I feel like I've got about 50% of my taste. It sort of came back suddenly, I don't know, about 4 days, 5 days afterwards. Just all of this taste came back, but not right. Nothing tastes right. I don't think my voice is quite back to normal yet. I still feel quite congested, like blocked. Oh, maybe you can hear that. I've got both of my windows open at the moment and my blinds are rattling, so you might hear that in the background, sorry. But there's a reason for that, which I'll go into later. But yes, COVID. I haven't recovered from it yet. And apart from my sense of taste, sense of smell being not great, you know, not having recovered yet, I also have like headaches more often than I used to, and I've got this like general feeling of tiredness, like sort of like both physically tired and mentally tired, which isn't great, because obviously when I was in bed with COVID, I didn't do any studying, and now that COVID's gone, I'm trying to get back into studying again, trying to build up a routine again, but it's a bit harder than it used to be, just because of the just because of feeling tired, feeling exhausted. I don't know when my taste is going to come back, but I'm hoping it's soon, because nothing tastes right. Everything tastes just strange. I can't even describe it. It's like things, I don't know if I'd say they've got a weak flavor. Some things, it depends what it is, have a weak flavor. But other things are just, they're strong, but they don't taste right. Like, I can taste parts of food, like maybe salty bits or sweet bits, and then other bits are just missing, and everything just tastes wrong. And I'm not enjoying eating very much at the moment. But it can take a long time to come back. To fully come back your sense of taste and sense of smell. So maybe I just have to wait, and hopefully things will get better. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Anyway, today is nice and cool. It is, I think, 26 in my room at the moment. Yesterday it was 34 in my room, and that's because we had the hottest day on record ever in England and also Scotland, probably Wales, probably Ireland, I'm not too sure, but definitely in England. And I remember hearing Scotland too, records were broken. In England, sort of like London way, it got, the temperature reached 40 Celsius, just over, there's that sound, just over 40 Celsius. Which is crazy. We've never had that kind of temperature in England before. And when we do, the whole country just goes into like a state of panic. Like all of a sudden, all the trains stop running, or some of them are just going really slowly, or I don't know, everything just goes crazy. It's just chaos everywhere. I always find it weird because whenever it's too cold or it's too warm, the trains just, you know, they don't run very well. And I think, well, you know, there are other countries in the world that have more extreme, like, heat differences than England does. So how is it that they keep their trains running? So I don't know. I find it really weird that we're not able to cope with a bit of heat, or, you know, if it's a bit cold, everything just goes wrong. But anyway, there are very few houses in England that have air conditioning. I don't think I've ever been in anyone's house that has air conditioning. Maybe a hotel, have I? I can't even remember if I've been in a hotel with air conditioning. Maybe not. Not in England. It's just so rare. And you hardly ever need it over here. You seldom need it over here. And I think part of the reason is obviously because it doesn't get that hot normally, so you don't need it. But another part of that reason is because our houses are really good at insulating heat. So, for example, in the winter, they're very good at keeping heat inside. And in the summer, they're very good at keeping the cool inside, keeping the heat out. But it depends on how your house was built. So most of the houses are built, built from brick. And that brick usually has, like there's one layer of brick on the outside. Then there's a space in the middle of the wall called the cavity. And then there's another layer of brick on the inside. So it's brick, space, brick. And because of that, because it's got that space in the middle, it's really good at keeping the heat in or keeping the heat out. Like, really good. So yesterday, it was 37 outside where I live. It didn't reach 40 here, just 37, which is really hot. It's the hottest I've ever known it to be in England. I think it's the hottest temperature probably that I've ever experienced. I know when I've been in Japan, it's been like low 30s before, but not 37. So anyway, it was 37 outside, and inside it was 27. So you know, that's a 10 degree difference. That's pretty good. And 27's fine. You know, I've got no problem with 27 at all. But I did say that in the room I'm in, it was 34. So why is that? The reason is that the room I'm in is an extension. It's like an addition that's built onto the original house. And when they build extensions, for some reason, and I don't know why, they don't always use brick. If you look at the outside, it is brick. But the walls aren't very thick compared to like the original house. Like the external walls of the original house. So I don't know what they've done. Maybe they've used brick and then some like big grey blocks called breeze blocks because they're cheaper.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Or maybe there's like two layers of brick and no cavity, no hole in between, no gap in between. I don't know what they've done, but it's not good. Whatever they've done, it's rubbish. Because this room, in winter, it's freezing cold. And in summer, it's really hot, like always. That's the way it goes. It's got a flat roof. So the sun, like, shines down on this flat roof all day and it heats up the roof. And then all of the sun, like, gets like the sun's heat gets it soaks up into the bricks, and then the whole wall just becomes this like giant heater, and it just gives off heat all day and all through the night as well. So like even when I've got both, I've got two windows in this room, like one at the front of the room, one at the back, and even though there's like air like blowing through, it doesn't help the room cool. So at night it was like I think 32 at night. Even though it was much cooler outside by now, you just can't cool the room down because all of the bricks like soak up the heat and it just becomes this giant heater. It's crazy. So I had to sleep in 32 degrees last night. And like I said, there's no air conditioning and I don't even have a fan, you know, like an electric fan to keep me cool. Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable, but not too bad, to be honest. As I've said before many times, I do like hot weather, but there is a limit to how hot, and I think I probably crossed that limit. I remember going outside yesterday when it was 37, and wow, it was a sauna. That's the only way I can describe it, but it was incredibly dry, though. I think it was like 20% humidity outside, which is really dry. But anyway, today it's completely different. I don't know what the temperature is, but it is much cooler. I don't think it's not even above 30. So it was a mini heat wave. It lasted about 2 days and now it's gone. And the weather's still nice. Nice enough. Last night I sat outside for a long time when it was about, what temperature? I think it was about 28 on the evening last night. And I just sat outside and drank some beer, and just watched the sky, which was nice. Watch the sky as the sun was setting, which you can do for a long time over here, because I don't think the sun set until like 10:30 or something. I don't know. It stays light late. I suppose that makes sense. Yeah, it's bright very late in England in the summer. So you can make lots of use of the good weather in the evenings, if we have good weather. Like I said, it's rare, but we definitely had it just. I feel like all of summer has just come and gone in 2 days. I don't know if we'll get any weather like this again, or if that's it for the entire year. I wouldn't be surprised if that's it for the entire year, and from now on it's just like rain and clouds. That kind of happens sometimes. I don't know. I think we'll have a bit more nice weather at some point, but nothing like that. 40 degrees, that's unheard of in England. The news was nothing but like warnings about this heat wave and like how you have to stay safe and you've got to drink lots of liquid and don't go outside. And I don't know, there's been fires in London. There's been fires, I think there've been fires all over the place, but some houses caught fire in London. Yeah. It's like I said, like we get a bit of nice weather and the whole country just goes crazy. Anyway, I think for me, like 30, 32 maybe is like okay. But when it got to 34, it's like, yeah, that's a bit too much for me now. I wouldn't mind a fan, or maybe I wouldn't mind putting on air conditioning. So I've got quite a high tolerance, I think, of like temperatures. I know some people would be moaning, definitely. Some people would just be, oh my God, it's 34. I can't think, I can't live, I can't breathe. I just carried on working, just tapping away on my computer. And you know, I don't think it would have been so bad. I don't think I would have found it so bad if it wasn't for the fact that I'm still recovering from COVID. Because my breathing, it's a little harder to breathe after this COVID thing. Well, it is for me anyway. And like when you couple that up, you know, when you add like this really hot air into the mix, it sort of feels like you can't breathe very well. So that was a bit annoying. But yeah, that's it. The hottest day in England ever. And I got to experience it, which I'm quite happy about, really. Because I don't know when the next one will be. It might be 5 years, might be 10 years, who knows. But yeah, I have experienced the hottest day in England ever. Well, since people started recording the temperature in England. Anyway, I hope that you're all well. I hope that none of you have COVID like I have. And I hope that the temperature in your country is not too warm like it has been in England recently. So until next time, bye-bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.